Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
Thing, when you go out and get a bid, and this is a controversial subject, I want to make sure that everything is written out. And if you have to pay for that, I'm okay with that. So hear me out. If you're hiring a contractor to come out and they're doing a kitchen remodel and they say it's going to be an average one, so I'd say, let's say $70,000. And I want to see every bit of that spelled out. Now, I don't want to see new kitchen, this cabinet's this. $70,000, I want to see a detailed estimate because I want to see the level of finishes that are broken down. And that's where really this makes a big deal, because if you go through...
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House Show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. We've got a big jam-packed show here to be talking about. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about how to hire and when to fire that contractor for 2020. Before I get all the hate mail from the contractors out there, I love you guys. And there are most contractors out there are really good people. But I'm talking about those ones that maybe you realized you hired the wrong one. Maybe they're that chuck in the truck that you should have never hired, that's not licensed, bonded, insured, or whatever. But I want to make sure that we get you the right one. And if things are going sideways, then how do you deal with that correctly? And of course, the big one is legally. First off, if you got a question or comment, make sure to reach out to us. You can give me a call here in the studio at 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. Now, one little thing, I've tried calling a few people back here that had left messages. Make sure your voicemail box is cleaned up so I can leave you a message if I miss you. Because if you call here and I'm not in the studio or I'm out shooting television, I will call you back. But sometimes last few people have called, I have tried to get back a hold of you and have had no luck because your voicemail box is full. So check that voicemail box and I will do my best to get back a hold of you. And if you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com for more information about the radio show, which is 2 hours of radio that broadcasts out on the Talk Media Network. Of course, the podcast, which carries out those as well. As well as you can see that we've got the midweek special that airs. And then, of course, my television show, which is Around the House Northwest, that airs 1 hour a week, 52 weeks a year, over on Fox 12 Plus in Portland, Oregon. And you can find that all over at aroundthehouseonline.com. I wanted to talk about hiring the contractor and getting the right one. So the first thing is I want to talk about, and we've talked about this before, but we're going to take a look at this at a different lens. We've had a bunch of people request this subject, and I just wanted to see if I could give you the comprehensive one-time show with this that really helps you. So first off, many people are like, hey, I cannot do this project by myself. I don't have the time. I don't have the skill to do it, or I never learned the skill, nor do I want to. It's doing something that I hate doing, and I'm going to hire somebody to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the first thing I want you to do is to figure out, okay, what is my scope of work? What do I need done? Is this a bathroom remodel, a kitchen remodel, a roof? Are they doing some drywall repairs in your house? What are they going to tackle? And figuring out what you want to be done and how it fits into the grander project makes a lot of sense. So first, before you do this, if this is a phase one of a 5 or 6 part job, I really want to make sure that you're spending the time to figure out what those steps are. So if you're going to be doing a kitchen remodel and you're going to rip that kitchen out, but the next one is the bathroom remodel upstairs, are you sure? Maybe you want to make sure that you've got all the plumbing and stuff in there, because if you have to tear the ceiling out of the brand new kitchen that you just replaced because you put in all new ducting and lights and everything else, make sure that you're doing all the things when that place is torn up to get it ready for the rest of those projects. So I want to make sure that you take the time and do it, because when the walls are open, if someone's going to have to run another circuit up to the bathroom to have a towel warmer, or maybe you're putting in a bidet toilet seat, or maybe you just don't have enough outlets in that bathroom, that might be the time to run that power and get it up there, or do any other plumbing changes that you might be doing. So think about that. Second of all, before you go out and call those contractors and have them come give you a bid, I want you to do your research. Now, I want to figure out who's the good contractors, because there's a lot of them out there, and who are the ones you don't want on your project. And that can be a little tough. So here's the thing. There are places out there where basically you can sit there as a contractor or a bad contractor and buy good reviews, or you can get yourself accredited so those reviews never end up on their website. And I'm going to tell one here that I don't recommend, and it's because of a personal experience that I went through. So I had opened up in Seattle my own kitchen and bath company in Seattle, Washington. I had been in business about a year, and I jumped on their site because somebody said, hey, I'm not doing business with you. You have a C+. I'm like, we've never had a complaint. Why do we have a C+? So I went over to the BBB website up in Seattle and went on there and said, wow, I have no complaints. Everything's good, but I only had a C+. So what do? I call up the BBB, made that phone call to them, and they said, if you want to pay me $750, now this was 15 years ago, then you'll be accredited and you'll have your A. And I'm like, okay, here comes the shakedown. I wasn't going to pay them to have an A over there when I've had no problems. And it's not like they, for that, when I talked to them, they weren't doing some background check or anything like that. They were just making sure you got all your information, and then they called you accredited. I went, no, not going to do it. And then all of a sudden I went to a D, and I'm like, oh, come on. So I called them up and said, hey guys, I'm going to be talking about this on the radio coming up this weekend. Do you have an official comment? 10 minutes later, that D went to an A. And I went, I am not paying for this. So here's the thing. If I would have been a bad contractor, or even a contractor at that point, I was just a kitchen and bath design firm, you could have sat there and spent the money and had that, so it was an A. You could have spent the money and been in good. So I don't like, and a lot of these even contractor referrals have ways, because I've literally been there at a job site, standing there talking to a contractor, and he gets a phone call from his lead referral site. And there's a lot of those where you jump on this brand, you hire a contractor, and then they get a hold of you. Those are those lead referral sites. I'm not a huge fan of those because, again, those are ones that they want to make money by selling the lead. But if you have a bad review with those guys, some of them, and I heard one of them do it because I was standing right there on speaker, he had to give them his credit card number so they could wipe that one and hide that review in the back. So they were going to bury that where it was hard to find, and they were only going to be, basically, he could buy that review to go away. And so that's what he did. And these are things that happen out there, which is unfortunate, but it's just what goes on out there. So I want to make sure you do your research. So one, talk to friends and family. Who around you has had a good experience? Two, the big one here is make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured. And don't just take their word for it. Get onto your state or local, whoever manages that for them, and make sure and figure out if they are licensed, bonded, insured. Call the insurance company, call the bond company, and see what it is. Make sure you've got those. And then do your research online. See who's out there. See what websites are out there and start doing your research. And then talk to some referrals. See if they have somebody that will say, hey, I just did a project with them and it went beautifully. It went flawlessly. And of course, then take a look at the online reviews. The online reviews are just a small part of it. There are companies out there that have dozens of great online reviews. There are some out there that only publish the good ones, but when you look at them, if you're starting to see like Google reviews and that kind of stuff, those are really hard for people to push off. So take a look at that. And just remember when you're doing this, that no matter what, people that leave bad reviews are more likely to leave bad reviews. The good ones don't usually go on there and say it. If you still see a couple bad reviews, don't let that not talk you into doing business with them, because even the best contractors will have a bad review or two, where somebody was trying to hold it hostage. And that is something I want to talk about when we come back. This is something that I've noticed with today's online businesses out there, that people will go, oh, I still owe you $2,000. I'll pay you that $2,000, but I'll leave you a good review. Or I'll pay you $1,000. So you see this shakedown occur with the bad reviews. If you don't reduce that bill, I'm going to leave you a bad review. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've watched people do it. So these are things that I want you to be very careful. Now we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And then what to look for in bids and contracts. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com. Welcome back to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to get a hold of me with your home improvement question, I am here to help you. That number is 833-239-4144. That number, again, is 833-239-4144. I'd love to help you with those questions. And if you want more information about me, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Now, I tell you what, we've been talking here about hiring the right contractor and, of course, how to fire them if you hired the wrong one. In the last segment here, we were talking about just one of the ways to, or a few of the ways, actually, to figure out how to get the right person for that job. And we talked about certain ways to do that. And I think just in a nutshell, if I was going to put my arms around this whole subject, is I want to see you get two or three bids from people out there that are truly capable of doing the work. And we've all seen horror stories. We've all had those horror stories from a friend or family or someone else. It's just like the sledgehammer contractor and my friend Amber. I mean, she in Colorado, that story got national attention because horrible contractor, horrible work, did the job incorrectly. It looked like an 8-year-old did the tile, in my opinion. And when she said, whoa, stop, I'm done here, and he was trying to shake her down for even more money, even though it wasn't due yet, he came over with a sledgehammer, went in the house, even though he was told not to, and busted the bathroom up, swinging the sledgehammer. And you can go back into our archive on the podcast and hear that, because we hear it from her a couple times in there. But yeah, he was convicted, and him and his wife both had to do community service, and I think one or both of them had to do jail time. So I think he might have had to do some jail time because it wasn't the first time he'd had a run-in with the law over bad contracting. So these are things that the horror story of things going badly. And of course, he probably left the state and who knows, could be in your backyard trying to do the same thing to somebody else. So that is just something to be very careful with. So here's the thing. When you go out and get a bid, and this is a controversial subject, I want to make sure that everything is written out. And if you have to pay for that, I'm okay with that. So hear me out. If you're hiring a contractor to come out and they're doing a kitchen remodel and they say it's going to be an average one, so I'd say, let's say $70,000. And I want to see every bit of that spelled out. Now, I don't want to see new kitchen, this cabinet's this, $70,000. I want to see a detailed estimate because I want to see the level of finishes that are broken down. And that's where really this makes a big deal, because if you go through and get this hammered out, I want you to know that, oh, okay, he's budgeted, she's budgeted $7 a knob. Maybe for the knobs and handles, you were looking at stuff that was $25 a knob. All of a sudden now, when the project gets going, oh, we've got an upgrade on something that you thought was standard. So this is where those detailed estimates are. Now, for a kitchen remodel, it can take a contractor a day or two of time to put that all together, sitting in their office hammered out. And I don't by any means think that that should be free. I think if they're working for you, they deserve to get paid. If they're going to come in and say, hey, this is going to be $70,000. If you would like, I'm going to charge you $300 or $500. But if you go with me, then I will refund that off the total price of the package because they've already done that work for you. So I think that's more than fair to spend a few $100 to get that detailed estimate. So then you can look through it and go, okay, hey, they only had $2 a square foot for tile. That's a problem because the stuff I want is $7. That's how you find out who's got your project down and who doesn't. Now, many times, in my opinion, the ones that won't do that are just winging it. And these are the ones that you want that are winging it. You want to weed those out because you want somebody that has gone and done this a bunch of times and is not just going to be winging it for your next project. So a contractor that can put together an honest written bid has a better chance of starting and finishing that project. Because many times when contractors, just like anybody, when they get in over their head, because maybe that's the biggest project they've tackled, or even worse, they don't know what they're doing and they've given you a number that was so much cheaper than everybody else. Most of the time, in my opinion, that is one of those things that they have not accounted for all the job costs. They didn't put in that you needed to have 3 new circuits for electrical for the kitchen because the lights and the outlets were on the same one and there wasn't GFCI. And oh, wait, that panel's got a problem because you can't put those circuits into it. These are where these things come up where they come back and go, oh, yeah, that $40,000 bid is now $70,000. So these are the places for you that are this is kind of the test, really, to make sure that you get them on the project and you find the right contractor. Now, one other thing, if you're working through this process of bidding, this is the honeymoon period with this and the contractor. So I want you to understand that if you're having a tough go here, don't do it, because this is the honeymoon period when stress is on the line, schedules are on the line, money's on the line. If you're not getting together now and working well together, you're not going to probably work well later. So if there's a personality conflict here, now's the time to find somebody that you're going to work better with. Now, I will say there are plenty of people out there, and I say homeowners, that are very difficult to work with. And if you're one of those people, you need to figure that out sooner than later. Now, we will also see a problem where you as a homeowner trying to find that contractor and you want to do some of the work yourself, or you're going to have a buddy come over and do some of the work themselves as well. And don't be shocked if your good contractors go, yeah, sorry, man, we're not going to do that. Because if there is somebody else working on their job site that they're managing, that they're running, this can be a massive legal issue for them. And I had a buddy who was a contractor up in Seattle, and I watched him get burned on this. He had a homeowner that had hired a temp person to come in. Now, I don't know if they'd hired him off of online or Facebook or picked him out in front of Home Depot, whatever. They came down and asked the contractor who was doing a basement remodel at the time and said, hey, where could I put that trash on that project I was working? And the contractor goes, oh, just throw the dumpster. It'll be fine. We'll take care of it. Legally, he just gave that person direction, thus making him an employee. So when the guy got hurt an hour later, this contractor, who hadn't hired this guy, had never met him before that moment, was now giving him direction. He got hurt, and now his insurance got hit for that guy being a worker, even though he wasn't. So many times, contractors do not want to take that person that's not their employee, that's not on their project, and take responsibility for him because it could cost them thousands to tens of thousands of dollars. So these are things you need to be very careful with. Do not overlap two projects on each other where you've got two competing trades, contract, anything else. Just wait to have that person do it at another time, because legally for that person, it could be really big and I don't want to see anybody in trouble. So those are things with contractors. If they say, nope, I can't do it. Sometimes if you're going to do demo or something like that, I have seen contractors go, I don't want to deal with it, because for that reason, there could be damage. You could have over-demoed. You could have caused other issues. And with lead and asbestos rules as well, that could be a whole other mess. We'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. Caroline Bozowski, America's healthy home expert, back in the house, and I hear you have a healthy home summit coming up.
It's Caroline B. back with Eric G. Yes, we've got the My Healthy Home Summit, April 22nd through the 28th, Earth Week.
That is awesome. And what's the cost?
Free. It's completely free.
What?
Learn about your house, get all the information you need to make sure that your home is healthy and safe from all the best building professionals, educational experts, and Eric G's favorite, technology.
Woohoo! I love it. Where do they find out more information?
My Healthy Home Summit, and you'll get all the information you need.
For more information, click on the link below or find it in the show notes for your free offer. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Welcome back to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. We've been talking about how to hire, and at the end here, we're going to talk about how you fire that contractor if you can. It's all depending about your contract and what you have worked out, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But before we get into that, if you want to give us a call 24/7, you can leave us a message and I will call you back. If you want to be a part of the show or you've got that home improvement question, that number is 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. And if you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. I wanted to talk about this segment here, about really talking about the research on referrals and reviews. And we talked a little bit about it, but again, I just want to help you find the right contractor, what you're looking for. So some of the worst places to look for is on Craigslist and Nextdoor. Now, you will get sometimes very good referrals from Nextdoor, but the problem we've had here with Nextdoor in my area in Oregon, because we have the Oregon CCB, which is the Construction Contractors Board. Now, that first is a great resource if you're in my home state, and that is something that I would recommend calling your state or local licensing agency for contractors, because here's what happens. For instance, here in Oregon, if I'm sitting here giving a call to them, I will call up and say, hey, I'm looking for, I'll make up a name, ABC Construction. And if I'm calling up looking for ABC Construction, and they will tell me what's going on. They have the ability there to say, okay, they've been in business for 32 years. They've had 3 complaints and they've had 1 time they forgot to pay their insurance. And I'm just making stuff up here. This is not a real construction company, but that is what they will say. And then they will also, which I like, say, hey, in that many years of business, having a few complaints is not something that is uncommon. There are a lot of people out there that will file a complaint just because they're trying to get their way. And that is the one bad part, is that we used to be able to really work things out between people. And nowadays it seems that people really love to rush to the Google reviews, the Yelps, or a state licensing agency when they want to nail somebody when they're not getting their way. Now, there are a ton of legitimate claims against bad contractors, but there's just as many unlegitimate claims by people that are wanting to pay back because they're not getting their way. And that is unfortunate, but that's just the world we live in today. So lean on your organization that is your state licensing. And here's the thing. Every place is different. In the state of Oregon, it's a state-run thing. You get into other places and it is a township or a city or a county. So every state is a little bit different. And there are some states that are just the freaking wild, wild west, where there is not much, if anything, for a licensing board that manages who can have a contractor's license and who can't. And so that's the bad part. And that license is there to protect them and their workers, and it's there to protect you as a consumer. Because here's what happens, and this is something, and I don't want to get off way too in the weeds on this, but let's say you hire somebody to come work in your house and they get hurt. Maybe they have a table saw accident out in your backyard as they're building your deck. If they are not covered by insurance and you just hired some chuck in the truck, that guy can turn around and go, hey, Mr. Homeowner, Mrs. Homeowner, you are in trouble because I'm your employee. You're my employer. You now have to pay for my whatever I lost. Maybe it's a finger. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's a life. You are now personally responsible for that. So you want to make sure that you're hiring somebody licensed, bonded, and insured. And on top of that, make sure that you know that if they have employees, that they're carrying the right workers' compensation insurance and following whatever is going on there. And this is where calling that licensing agency will help you as a consumer, understanding what forms they have to give you as part of a contract. Because here in my state, there's lead rules, there's all these different things that these contractors have to follow, and they have to give you that information, like the right to lien. If you don't pay your bill and you skip out on it, they have a right to put that lien on your house. And that is a normal thing, but there's also a lien release. And so what happens is let's say you're doing a kitchen remodel, and that contractor is buying for the cabinets, and they finance it within their, hey, I'll pay you 30 days after it's delivered. They've got a financing plan where they're basically they're billing them and they're invoicing, and it's not even really financing. They're just, it's a net 30 that they're getting paid on after delivery, which is not uncommon for some remodelers, and especially with lumber yards. They've got their own structure there. So what happens is you as a homeowner, you order cabinets, and all of a sudden you get the intent to lien form that shows up that they, in reminding you that this lumber company has a right to put a lien on your house. And then a homeowner will lose their cool and call up and go, why am I getting liened? No, they have the right to do a lien. But then as soon as that contractor pays the bill, they will send out a lien release saying we have released that lien because we've been paid in full. And so this is something to pay attention to as a homeowner, because if they're out there doing this net 30 thing, the thing you don't want to happen is that I want to make sure that you're paying that contractor for materials. When you pay them, I want to make sure that that lien has been released and make sure that all those liens are done. So when the project's done, everybody's squared up. So I know there's a lot to this, but I just want to make sure that you are protecting yourself from somebody that's maybe not running their bills correctly. And this happens especially right now when we're in these more troubled economic times. This is where some people get over their head. And I want to talk about that for a second before we talk about how to fire and do that. A contractor, sometimes these are honest mistakes. Sometimes that contractor comes in and maybe they're new. Maybe they miscalculated. Maybe they just are learning on your job and they didn't know what they're doing. And it was just, they got in way over their head. So maybe they misquoted this job by thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. I don't know. It could be a massive project. And so what happens is many of the guys that have done this in the past, they were not job costing their jobs. So what I recommend to builders and remodelers out there is when you're done with the project, go back and see actually what you made on that project. What was your labor? What were your materials? How much did you actually make so you can learn this? For the people that don't do that, what happens is all of a sudden they're like, wow, I thought I had money coming in, but my bank account's empty because I just paid last week's bills. And your project is stalled, but they have to get more work done to make sure that your project gets paid for. And so what happens is when these things happen, this is when contractors really figure out that they are caught in a hard place. And so sometimes they will order materials for another job. They'll call it that, but it's coming to your project. And so that's when things start going a little bit sideways. And I just want to make sure that you understand that is something that happens when contractors get upside down on projects. And it's not right, because you might be paying for materials for somebody else. You just hope that if they are doing that juggle, that they now have that stuff played out and they go, okay, wow, okay, we're good. We got it straightened out and they got you taken care of. Because I've seen this happen more times than not. And then what happens is that is the beginning of a death spiral of their books not being right. And hopefully they can get your project finished. So just, I want you to understand the tricks and the tips and this kind of stuff of what can happen when a contractor goes sideways on this kind of project. So that is something that I just want you to pay attention to. And like I said, if you're looking to hire that contractor, if you can find somebody that's a good referral from a friend, that's something. If you find somebody out there, they've got really good Google reviews, they've got some decent reviews online, and they're licensed, bonded, insured, maybe take a look, have a discussion with them, see if there's somebody you can get along with. And that might be something interesting. And then just make sure that they've got their, do some research on them, make sure they don't have a bunch of lawsuits, make sure, great example in the Seattle area. I know of one up there that's a big name. There's a dozen lawsuits against these people. And if you go back and take a look at their old Google reviews that they've tried to wash out and take a look, they've hired some reputation management companies to try to bury those with good reviews. And I wouldn't hire this company, but you know something? They're still out there doing business because enough people have not done the research. And we'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. Show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. Another note I wanted to give you out, I will be next week at the National Hardware Show. So I'm going to be heading out there to Las Vegas and I'll be there helping host and do some show recordings out there. Got some new products and stuff we'll be talking about and we'll be sprinkling those in here. Not as much as what we did here in Las Vegas for the Builder Show, but we're going to be talking to some new people about some new products out there that I can't wait to discuss. So that's going to be a lot of fun coming up. You might have a limited access for a little bit, but you'll see the social media flying as I'm out there taking a look. The latest stuff that you'll see in the hardware stores next year. And there's a lot of great stuff that is coming out. Now, I wanted to talk here this segment about how to let go of a contractor legally. If you have those irreconcilable differences and you are both wanting to get out of this and start over with somebody else, this is a conversation that you're going to have with them. And this is a tough one. So first off, before you do anything, I always recommend that you evaluate the circumstances and take a look at yourself and say, am I being unreasonable for this situation? And sometimes that's the case. Sometimes you as the homeowner are expecting things. And here's where you have to lean back first on the contract itself. What are the terms of the contract? Are they fulfilling the contract? Are they doing good work? And what is their right to repair in your area? Because sometimes, as bad as you want to fire that contractor, it could be too expensive to sit there and have them go in the middle of your project, because your contract is not written in a way that you can terminate that contract correctly. So let's put it as this. If you're going through and if your state says, hey, if you're in the middle of the project, you have to give them the right to repair, that they have to be able to be given a chance to make good on what they're supposed to be doing. So what can happen is, and I've seen this happen in some areas, where you're like, I'm done, they're out of here, and you did not give them the proper notice, the proper attempt to fix it and rectify the situation. And sometimes you can be penalized for this, for breaking the contract. So these are things I want you to fully understand what's going on. And my strong recommendation is if you're thinking about getting rid of that contractor, I would reach out to two different people and have some conversations before you do this. I would talk to a construction dispute resolution company and maybe talk to a construction defect attorney in your area that understands your local laws so you can understand where it's going and what has to happen. Now, many times, this is a personality conflict at this point, and there's ways to maybe work that out and fix it. Sometimes you have somebody in the relationship, which is going to be somebody that's a decision maker, that's, I cannot see this person ever again. And that can be troublesome because sometimes you're in a contract and there's not a great way to get out of it without you potentially being liable. So you need to make sure that you're following the law, your area, and the contract itself. These are things I want you to figure out before You even signed the contract. What does it take to get out of it down the road? Now, you shouldn't be able to just get out of it easily because you want them to be able to work on the project start to finish and get things done. But my concern for you is, okay, what is wrong? How do you fix it? Because here's the problem. If you are halfway through a project and you fire that contractor, many times, if you go hire a new contractor to come in, they might charge you what it would cost to do it because you've already got a tainted job site. You've already got somebody else working on it. You now have a contractor coming in that could be assuming the liability of the other contractor because they, at the end of the day, have to warranty the work. So they might have to come in and reinstall things like take the windows out and put them back in because they weren't done right. Maybe take cabinets off the wall, whatever is going on. They might have to come in and remedy that situation. It's never going to be less. So these are things that I really want you to think about at that point. Okay, if we have to get rid of this team, then what's it going to cost? It will always cost you more. And that's where you have to be careful with. Like, I have dealt with a bunch of different people over the years here, helping them with situations with contractors that came in. It just, quite frankly, these were those few unlucky people that hired the wrong people and got scammed. And then the worst one I saw was this last year that I've seen in probably 20 plus years. And that was because this guy decided to save money. Nice enough gentleman trying to help out his parents. And he actually went and hired somebody that wasn't licensed, bonded, insured. They clearly might have been a painting contractor at some point, but had no business doing a kitchen remodel. And then when I went and did a walkthrough on it, guess what? Everything had to be redone. No permits were pulled. Nothing was done correctly. They had even run an electrical line for a 110 outlet for a double oven. Wasn't going to happen. So this thing, the contractor tried to build their own cabinets. The tile job was horrible. It was literally a project that there was no fixing this without starting over. And the bad part is they'd already paid $100,000+ on this interior exterior model, and they were out the money and the materials. It was all going to have to get torn off, go in the dumpster. The deck was going to kill someone. It was just rough. And the bad part is when I went and tried to help them, I could see that they were going to be making the exact same mistakes again to put them in the situation that they were in. Because I had said, hey, why don't you call? Here's two reputable contractors. Have them come out. Give a look at it. And unfortunately, it was more than what they wanted to do money-wise. So unfortunately, this is one of those things that they went out and made the same mistake again. And I just said, I can't be involved in this process because I could clearly see that it was going to happen all over again. And I just had to walk away and not try to help them anymore because they couldn't help themselves. And I want to make sure that you don't end up in that situation as one of our friends of Around the House. So just make sure that you're making the good decisions. This is something that's a little scary. This is where you want to bring in the right professionals for the project. If you're doing a kitchen and bath design, who is the designer on this? Is the designer working for you? Or are they working for the contractor? So these are all things that I want you to figure out. Now, one last bit before we go out to break here and call this a segment, I want to make sure that you understand the difference between you buying the materials and having the contractor install them and having the contractor buy the materials and mark them up and install them. And so this is an important one. Right here, what I recommend is that you have your contractor buy the materials, mark them up and install them, because that contractor is going to get a discount, a contractor's discount in most cases. They are going to mark it back up again for them to handle it. But in many states or cities or townships or counties, they are now covering that under warranty. So if your contractor sends out his electrician to put a bunch of her electrician to send people out there to install all these lights, parts are missing. Guess what? That's their problem. And they get to go out and figure it out. And somebody's eating that. Now, if you bought the materials and they showed up incorrect, you're paying by the hour for that electrician to sit there and wait for you to go track down those materials, get the new parts, and that could cost you a lot. So trying to save 10% by, oh, I'm going to do this, unless you're working from home and you have the ability to jump in your vehicle really quick and go chase stuff down, it's not going to work out on your benefit. So I strongly recommend, and it's not warrantied in many cases, if you bought the materials and they're installing it. So I would much rather have that contractor purchase it, mark it up, so you're covered under whatever your warranty period is and whatever your licensing warranty period is to make sure that you're safe that way. So if that's something that can save you money, that's not the place to save it, because I want to make sure that you have the warranty of that and you don't have to pay them to come out. If you bought a water heater and it turned up leaking down the road, you might have to pay them to come out and do it. If they bought it themselves, it's under the warranty, and that's going to save you a ton of money, especially if there has to be a warranty claim about it. All right, guys, if you want to find out more information about us here at Around the House, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. If you got questions or comments about this subject here, 833-239-4144 is the phone number, or Around the House Online, and you can email me here at the show. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the weekend. I'm enjoying this springtime weather out there. It is a great time to get outside, and I know across the country we're starting to see that spring coming in, and hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun this summer. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.